Hey, how's it going?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes. At first it was hard to hear, but I can hear you now.
Okay. And I did the phone audio, but I didn't know if it says press 6 to mute and unmute, but I see on the screen it's like the mute button, so it's really weird.
Everybody,
oh.
Valeria.
Hi, Valeria. How are you?
How are you guys?
Good, good. Good. Hope your New Year's off to a good start.
Yeah, just been working. Not much.
And hi, Glenn. How are you? How's your New Year going?
It's going. Kind of like you. I'm in the middle of trying to get my budget done on time.
I hear you on that. Yep.
It snuck up on me.
Yeah, we're definitely in budget talks right now. We had a good meeting with all the directors today and our finance team and had to strategize and, we had to summarize our cost saving measures and our revenue potentials and all that good stuff. So, we're trying to get out of the red this year, and it's gonna be interesting. But there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Sure, it's a train.
It's a train heading right for us. Let's see. I did get a message from Graham, I believe. Let me just check it. I think he was going to be at a dentist appointment. And he said start without him. And since we have three folks here, three committee members, I'm just going to double check our list. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, we have 3 out of 5. So I think we're good to start. And I'll just get our agenda up here in a moment. And hi, Amanda, JR, and Erica. Thanks for joining us. All right, so we have our Tucson Commission Marketing Subcommittee meeting. We currently don't have a chair, so I guess I'll kind of go through it if that's okay with you guys, or if you have any other suggestions. That works? Okay.
Yeah, that works.
Okay, thank you so much. So we're calling it to order, and it is 4:03. And for roll call, I see Zach, Glenn, and Valeria. And missing Glenn.
Graham.
Oh, sorry, Graham. Sorry. And Kathy. Kathy's the other member. So we're currently missing Kathy. Okay, call to audience. Are there any speakers from the public on the line? I don't see any. I don't hear any. So number 4 on the agenda is review of proposed parking information for public communications. And from our last meeting, there was a great discussion, a lot of great ideas about creating a go-to piece of material to provide to folks in Tucson, whether it's visitors, residents, businesses, employees, about parking information and a one-stop shop or a landing page for all this information, that it could include a business card model. There was even mention of a coaster as well. Hi, Kathy. Got Kathy here?
I'm here. Hello.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good, thank you. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. And that was the main goal and that we identified at the marketing committee, basically this outreach about businesses, special events, to let the public know about parking options with different media types. And if it's okay with you, I'm going to turn this over to Amanda Valenzuela with our communications department. Amanda took some time and did some hard work and has a few things to show you. So, Amanda, I'll stop sharing my screen, or if you want me to share the images, just let me know.
Okay. I have it pulled up, so I'll try and share. Hopefully you guys, can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Sometimes I have issues when I'm at home, but... okay. So as Tom mentioned last meeting, we discussed some, you know, printed options that we would make available to businesses and, you know, various restaurants in the downtown area and our different districts. So what I did is I drafted a couple business card designs. So one, this first one here is kind of aimed at just sort of the general public if they were to come into a business and were just curious or interested about the parking options. This QR code would currently would go to our daily visitors parking page on the website. I know we discussed creating a landing page that's more specific to the visitors and maybe some special events. So that's something I'm still kind of working on and figuring out a way to be able to share that with you guys. Cause I build it in the website itself. And, I'm just, for whatever reason, I'm not able to create a preview version of it yet, but, I'm still kind of working on that. So this would just be a general, like I said, general business card for anybody in the public. It mentions our, and then this split here is the front and back. But it speaks to the hourly rates, evening and weekends, and then the types of parking options, so our garage, lots, meters, and then if there's special event parking. And then there's a little note in that bottom right corner about if they're a more frequent visitor that they could look into and learn more about monthly permits. So this is just a quick design. So I'm open to any design changes or, you know, wording, messaging, things like that. And this next one is just sort of a different design on that. So just looking for your guys' feedback. On any of the design work. And then the next one I'll go over is this this third one here. And this one is aimed more for staff and employees in the downtown area, speaking to the monthly commuter parking. And then this QR code would take them to that monthly parking page. So it just kind of calls out the commuter parking. It speaks to some of the benefits as far as, you know, eliminate your daily parking to save money. You have your unlimited 24/7 access. And then there's convenient parking throughout the downtown area. So, I guess depending on which messaging we want to target, there's some different design options here. And so that's kind of what I've curated and drafted so far. Again, looking for your feedback. And then from here, we can create various social media posts and integrate that into our, you know, our e-blast that we send out to our listserv, just to utilize it in different ways. So that's what I have at the moment. So, yeah, let me know if there's any questions or your comments. And I can scroll back if you. want to review some more.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, Zach.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. I'm so confused with this number six thing on the phone audio. These are really great, Amanda. I could see even our ambassadors carrying those little business cards around and just handing them out to people. So mm-hmm. I like the idea, the first or second one. And then I'd even be willing to help distribute small stacks of these to businesses door to door, just to let them know, either just the general one for visitors or even to the other one, so that employees can, yeah, that one. So nice job. I like them. I like it. The more simple, the better.
Yeah. And, you know, hopefully it's just a piece that will drive people to the website where we have all the information. So it's just a way to, kind of get their attention and, you know, call out and a little reminder for them to go check out the website.
I think it looks good. This is Kathy.
All right. So, I'm sure, Tom, we can share this after the meeting as well with all the members, to just kind of look at it and review it some more. And then I think probably next steps is just to get a cost estimate for getting them printed out. And then, like Zach mentioned, we can work with everybody as far as getting them distributed to the businesses.
Absolutely. That sounds like a plan. Zach, thanks so much for offering to distribute them these materials. I think that's a great idea. That would be super helpful. And the QR code takes you to our website. I know Amanda's going to get the other page set up for us to review in the future, too. So, and on our website, of course, is the map with all of our parking options. We're also going to potentially look at highlighting some of the event spaces around downtown, so someone can easily see, you know, a relation between a parking lot and a venue or restaurant or any other business. As well, so they can decide what location is best for them to park. And you know, it does mention special event parking, and that's another thing I wanted to share with you know, in our e-blast when it's appropriate, we do share additional information about special event parking. For example, this weekend we have Dillinger Days, we have the Tucson Jazz Festival, and we're doing some pay on entry operations for those events. We're doing special pay on entry at the Depot Garage on Saturday for Dillinger Days, because we know during the day it's going to be a little busy around there. And on Monday, we're going to do pay on entry at the Warehouse District's lot, which is near Corbett's, which is where some of the jazz is taking place. So we definitely plan on continuing those e-blasts on the listserv, like Amanda mentioned, and pointing out special events. And I know DTP does a great job with that. And Zach, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think DTP also lists our parking options as well on your website. So
yes, we do. They're technically our own listings, but it's so that they interact with, say you're on the Rialto Theater's listing on our website. It will show you the nearby parking options when you scroll down to the bottom, and then nearby dining, nearby shopping. It shows you the top four that are nearby based on location. But we source all of the information from the listing you guys maintain. So thank you.
Great. Thank you for doing that. That's great. Yeah, so, right, if there's, you know, any additional input that this committee has for any social media for this weekend, you know, we're planning to send information out about this weekend's events, and if you have any additional input, let us know. and any additional input about the materials that Amanda presented, please let us know. And I'll make sure to email that to you after the meeting. Great. Amanda, is there anything else that we wanted to share? Or, that's it on that topic.
Yeah, that's all I have right now. Like you had talked about, I'm still working on that other landing page for the website. So hopefully pretty soon I'll have something to share with everybody to review.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, I was just reviewing the notes. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to mention, and that page would be more geared towards like special events and the mapping near, you know, some of the larger events that are larger venues where a lot of events are held. So that part's still in the works.
Perfect. Thank you. And I think that addresses the notes that Kathy was mentioning last meeting. So Kathy, if there's any other things that you want, let us know. Great, thank you. Okay, if there's no other comments about this item, the next item, number 5, is selection of the Park Tucson Commission Marketing Subcommittee Chair. So I guess through this, we'll hear from the committee if there's any volunteers or nominations for the chair of this committee.
Well, since he's not here, we should nominate Graham.
Love
just
it.
Say it. But are we going to push this back off? We have more of our members.
Yeah, I would say I'm definitely interested. I need one more year of drinking the fire hose at the Rialto before I can do anything else. Maybe even 6 months. I would love to help more, but I still feel like my sea legs are almost fully formed.
I feel the same way as you, Kathy, about my current position.
So if anyone else volunteers, I'd be willing to pick it up at the end of 2025. How's that sound? Any takers?
I'd be willing if we can find a replacement on the business district parking subcommittee, and I chair that one, but I've been the chair of that one for like maybe 3 or 4 years now, so I think it's time for a change, but that's conditional.
Okay, so yeah, it sounds like, so if Kathy at the end of 25 or Zach, if we get a new chair for the business district committee. Okay, so Zach, at the business district committee meeting, do you want to, should I put that on the agenda
for that committee meeting? Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think it is Jen Chu and Jane McCollum. She was the chair of that for a long time. Also, just, you know, she was just saying that she was chairing for too long, and so I think it's, you know, probably about time, but I'm happy to continue. But yeah, please.
Okay, so that's what we'll do. We will put this on the agenda for the business district committee, and if that results in a new chair, then for the next committee meeting for the marketing committee, we'll put it back on the agenda to assign Zach if we get a new chair at the other committee. And if that doesn't work out, we'll default to to Kathy at the end of the year.
Keep pushing it back month by month, and you'll have me at some point. But let's.
Okay.
I really do want to help more, but I've got one more year to get things a little where they need to be, and then I can devote more time.
Understood. Okay. Any other comments about this item? Okay. Next item. Are there any recommended future agenda items?
Making Zach the chair of this committee.
Spot on.
Okay. Oh, Glenn. Oh, I thought you had your hand up for a second. Sorry. I was looking at something else.
All good.
Okay. All right. If that's it, then we can adjourn.
That was quick.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye.